Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, we thank you so very much. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We could not do this show without you. Our mission is to share information, updates, guest highlights, and keep you educated on all things financial. That's why we are so excited each week to bring on guests to discuss economic developments and the effect on our quality of life. Today, my special guest is Danielle Patterson Wimingham, author of Passion, Purpose, and Profit. I want you to meet her, so I'm going to bring her in right now so you get the opportunity to hear her beautiful voice this morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey, good morning, Francine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you today?
I'm amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am so delighted to have you on the show today, and I just want to share a little bit of your bio, and then we're going to jump right into our session. Danielle is the best-selling author of multiple books. Her most recent book, Passion, Purpose, and Profit, debuted at number one in five categories on Amazon and has been featured in over 100 magazines, Ladies Home Journal, Red Book Essence, and many, many more. She has an online presence, and she's going to tell you more about that today. She's been on Huffington Post. She's been on the Today Show. And as a speaker, she has the ability to instantly influence her audience to make changes needed to live life differently. She has founded numerous organizations, one of them being Wealthy Sisters Network and International Day of Sisterhood. I want you all to meet and greet Danielle. So, Danielle, thank you for coming on the show this morning. I am so happy to have you here. And is there anything else that you want to share about yourself personally before we get into the questions?
You know, really just a little bit about why I do what I do. I am an advocate for women's empowerment through changing their financial outlook. I think that the biggest thing that women is missing as a whole is the ability to look in their hands and generate the revenue they need to take care of their families. So that's really what I stand for, and that's really what I've done over the last 9 years.
Awesome. We are just delighted to have you today. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about, and I know you have numerous accolades and you've done so much, when did you get started in your business? I know you mentioned about 9 years ago, but I think you might have started a little bit before that. So tell us a little bit about that.
No, I actually started in 2011. 2011
okay.
was when I wrote my first book, and it was an empowerment book for women. Prior to that, I was a vice president at JPMorgan Chase. So I worked in corporate America pretty much all my life. And writing that first book was when women started to reach out to me and talk to me about their history, their struggles, the things that they were going through. And most of it boiled down to not being able to interpret their gifts and talents and translate them into revenue. So most of them felt like they were trapped at a job. Most of them felt like they were living at less than, you know, what God called them to do. And so really helping them bridge that gap was where I first got started.
Great. And that leads us right into our first question. How can women position themselves and transition from their 9-to-5? Because you just talked about being in corporate America.
Well, you know, the first thing is you got to want to go. You got to realize that there's something more than what you have in your hand. We were talking about this in one of my classes last night, and a lot of the women talked about how, you know, that corporate money just seems so consistent. It seems so easy. It's what we were taught to do. And so when we come out and start working with and for ourselves, we have difficulty with applying that same discipline that we apply to a job to our own businesses. And I'll give you an example. You go to a job for 40 hours, 50 hours a week. They give you a check. Very few entrepreneurs work that many hours in their business when they're first starting out. And then they're like, well, I'm not making the money. I'm making the job. It's because you're not applying the time that you're applying to the job. You're not putting in the hours. You're not doing whatever it takes. And so we tend to do whatever it takes when it comes to our kids and to our jobs and to our families. But when it comes to doing it for us, we fail to do that.
That is so true. And I know for myself, even being a business owner, we take care of everybody else, but sometimes we have to just stop and realize that we are the most important person. And especially if we are single moms and we're starting businesses or single dads out there, you are the one that needs to be taken care of first, and then you can take care of others. So I really like that concept. So they're transitioning from their 9-to-5, and you just spoke about that a little bit. So let's talk about someone who may be listening today, Danielle, and they want to start their own business. How can they really get started?
You know, I tell people, you know, when we all know it takes money to make money. And it used to be this old adage about how you had to bootstrap your business. But with women, we find that much harder because we start making these decisions, you know, do I want to grow my business or am I going to have to pay my bills? So one of the things that we've started to do, especially in my community with my clients, is we give them a course in startup capital that lasts for the same year that they're building their business. Matter of fact, we just got word that Facebook paid out today on some grants. Not only did they give them cash, but they also gave them ad credits. A lot of people didn't even know Facebook was offering grants, and so they didn't apply. So it's making that information on who has a business incubator, who's doing pitch contests where you can win business from corporations, who has startup incubators where you can go and get resources, who has for-profit grants, who's offering sponsorships where you can go and get corporate money to plan events, and not always reaching in your own pocket. So a combination of that and then also understanding what do you have that you can do now to generate the money you need to build your business. Most women try to do it on their own. And as a matter of fact, Forbes had an article about how most, about 50% of businesses are started by women, but the mass majority of them scale beyond $50,000 a year because they're not putting money into their business. They're not hiring teams. They're not getting expert assistance. They're over there fledgling, trying to figure it out all by themselves, and it keeps them on this perpetual hamster wheel of just making enough to make it and never really making it big.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that. Let's transition just for a moment and talk a little bit about your book, because I'm intrigued by the title, Passion, Purpose, and Profit, because that's what you're talking about right now, how we as women can get the startup capital to do some of these things that you have just listed to them. So when did you write your book, and what was the vision when you were writing it?
That particular book I think I wrote in 2015, 2016. And my vision was really to let women know that whatever it is that you love to do and that you're good at, there's a way for you to make a profit from it. And you may not know immediately, it may not be readily apparent to you, but there's always a way. And so women, we tend to think small, we tend to think limited, and we'll say, okay, well, I love to bake cakes. I'm going to go out here and start selling cakes. But, you know, anytime you work with your hands, your bandwidth is limited. So as women, we don't know how to scale beyond being that one-on-one, that one-to-one cake baker, and really either creating a national chain that ships out cakes or taking that intellectual property and helping other people build their cake businesses, both of which will generate more revenue for you. So helping them get started by understanding that it's something you know or something you can do and like to do that can free you financially, free you physically, free you mentally. But it's just like that book by Paulo Coelho called The Alchemist. You've got to be willing to go on the journey and find out what it is. And a lot of times, even though it's right there in front of you, right under the tip of your nose, if you refuse to take that journey, you'll never find it.
Absolutely true, so true. I love that concept. And I am looking here at your information, and I see that you've done some programs to help women in the community. And one of them is the Wealthy Sisters Network. Can you tell us what that is and still doing that program?
So we transitioned from Wealthy Sisters Network, and we started a nonprofit called the Free Women Project. And the Free Women Project is a project where three or four times a year we offer grants to women to be able to get certifications for life coaching, business coaching, health coaching, relationship coaching, a lot of different avenues. So we really jumpstart them into not just getting that certification, but building that business and knowing how to go out and get their first client. So they do have to pay something, because I've learned over the years that people have to have skin in the game in order to really give 100%. If you give them something for free, they're going to treat it just like you charge them for free. But we make it more affordable through that grant process for these women to really get out there and start to learn some business tools that will help them take their passion for helping other people to the next level.
Fantastic, and I totally agree with that when you're looking at free things, and it's okay to give away things sometimes, but I think sometimes as women, and I'll say this because I can and I do work with a lot of women, if they don't see the value in something, they'll take the free thing that you give them, and they'll use it just like you said, as it was free. They will not implement it into any of their programs. They won't do anything with it a lot of the times. I am just delighted that you are here with me this morning, Danielle, and I am just thrilled, and I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about next. But before we move on, I know there are a lot of listeners on the call today. If someone is interested in starting a business or wanting to learn more about startup capital, how can they get in touch with you?
We offer actually a free list of 20 grants that every black woman should know about and apply for annually. If they go to our website, which is www.blackgirlprofits.com, they can download that list for free.
Awesome.
And I think that's the number one place you start, is understanding that you're not going to be able to build a viable business without some type of financial investment, but there's corporations out there that are consistently giving away money to help minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, and other. And it pretty much doesn't matter what you do, bakers, artists, musicians, there's somebody out there giving away the revenue you need to start your business the right way.
This is great to know. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, that you have your pencils and paper ready because Danielle is giving you some nuggets that she probably doesn't oftentimes give away for free. So I want you to write this down, and it's
blackgirlprofits.com.
www.blackgirlprofits.com. So I hope you wrote that down, and if you miss it, you can reach out to me here, and I'll get that information out to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the fabulous Danielle Patterson Willingham, and she is an author. She is a motivational speaker. She has so many accolades, and I'm just so delighted to have her here with me this morning. She has received numerous awards for her community service, and she has even received awards from two presidents, Bush and Obama. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Just because, you know, you piqued my curiosity with that detail. So tell us a little bit about your awards, and then we'll move on to the next question.
So all of my awards were for community service. So when I worked at Chase, one of the things that I learned very quickly is that these corporations have money to give away, but a lot of people don't know about it. And so I made it my mission to let these organizations know, hey, if you do A, B, and C, you can get these micro grants and you can get this mini funding to be able to help in community initiatives. And I'm a firm believer that many hands make light work. And so I work with so many people, and people just want to help, but they don't always have that spark. And so I always want to be that spark that reminds people that, number one, we have it good, and number two is somebody else that needs help. And so just being that reminder, you know, around Thanksgiving that somebody else needs help, so what can we do to collect food, and being that reminder around Christmas that somebody else needs help, so just collecting toys. And so it got to be just a habit of giving back. And I still have that habit with my online community, always seeking to bring us all together, saying, who needs help right now? And that's how I was able to win those community service awards.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. You mentioned about Thanksgiving and the holidays. We all know that the elephant in the room is COVID-19. How have you fared during this time of COVID-19?
So, you know, and unfortunately for a lot of people, they have struggled. Me and my community have been blessed in spite of COVID, and part of that is understanding this whole online space. And a lot of people, you know, waited to get online, waited till COVID came and said, oh, you know, now online is a necessity. But for us, not a lot changed. And because, number one, we were already at home, and number two, we were already building our businesses from home. So I've been blessed in spite of COVID, and that's my wish for everybody else, is that you have some type of business that doesn't stop when things get bad.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful to hear you say that, because I say it all the time. There are blessings in the pandemic. You have to be grateful for where we are. And anybody that's listening today, I want you to hear this and hear this clearly. We know that so many did not make it, but we're still here. So we get that opportunity to do something different, make some changes, start that business if that's what you want to do, because this is what she's telling you. You need to contact her, get the resources that you need to move, because if we continue to sit here and wait for COVID to be over, because it looks like it's going right into 2021, you'll still be sitting in that same spot next year this time, having not done anything that you wanted to do and made promises to yourself that you did not keep. So I am so glad that you said that, Danielle. I know that so many people have lost loved ones, and we don't take that lightly, and we're not trying to dismiss it, but there is blessings in the pandemic. Let's talk a little bit about growing your business, growing that seven-figure business. Let's talk about that, Danielle. How can somebody do that, even in a pandemic?
I mean, well, you got to make $5 before you make $500. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. You got to start somewhere with a viable product and a viable idea, and you have to be able to scale. And I think that most people don't know. It starts with your foundation. Once you're foundationally sound, you can scale. If your pricing's off, if your marketing's off, if your targeting's off, if your automation and your technology is off, you're not going to be able to scale. Because all seven figures is learning how to consistently make six and then growing the team technology and tools to be able to make more. So because most women don't consistently make five figures or six figures, then they can't consistently make seven figures.
Mm-hmm. True. You have to start somewhere. And I like that, what you said about the seven figures, because we have to have multiple streams of income in this ever-changing economy. And I know that you agree with that wholeheartedly because of all the wonderful things that you are doing in your community. And you talk about your community. What does that look like? Can you describe your community, your online community, to our audience today?
So I consider my online community the women that follow me, listen to me, pray for me, build business with me, partner with me, collaborate with me. I look at that as my online community. I look at it as a sisterhood. I look at it as the people that will go to bat for me and the people who, you know, tend to stand in your corner. And to me, that sisterhood is just as relevant and just as important as people you meet in the street.
So true. And I know they used to say all the time that women can't work together. Well, we proved them wrong over and over and over again, and especially during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. We have joined forces together. I'm so excited. Danya, I don't know about you. When I look online and I see one of our younger sisters or brothers starting a new business and hoping and praying that they get the support that they need, because sometimes we don't get that from our families and friends. So do you have any advice for someone who's just starting out and maybe they're not feeling the love from those around them? Because sometimes it's hard for families to really see you doing something different.
You know, there's this book by Bruce Wilkinson called The Dream Giver. And he talks about how when you go to leave the comfort zone, there's these, you call them border bullies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the border bullies would be these strangers, but it's not. It's your friends and your family because they don't understand that you're called to do something different. You got to find community of like-minded individuals. You have to. And sometimes you can't find that community free. And even as you go to elevate, you have to continue to look for those same people, for people that have the same ideals and the same goals and the same wishes as you, so you don't feel as if you're crazy. Mm. You know, you got to look for those groups of dreamers and doers that are on the same journey. They know what it feels like to get it right, but they know what it feels like to mess it up.
Mm.
So you don't feel like giving up. You don't feel like you're by yourself. I think that's important. And understanding that sometimes you got to pay to be in the right room. I think people still miss out on the fact, and there are a ton of groups. I don't know if you remember CEO Space. But CEO Space used to charge like $10,000 a year, but you would get to have interactions and get mentorship and training from these amazing CEOs. And so, you know, training like that, mentorship like that is priceless. So sometimes you have to pay to be in the room, even if it's only a few dollars. We have a membership called Black Girl Coins that's like $59 a month. But just the fact that you pay means you're going to have access to information that some people don't have access to. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that you can't afford not to be connected because you're leaving money on the table, you're making mistakes that you wouldn't have normally made, and not to mention the journey gets super lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So, audience, I hope you're hearing what she's saying. it is lonely at the top sometimes, but, you know, there is a community out there like Danielle and so many others that are doing what they have been ordained to do. They have a vision, and they are making their visions come to fruition. And so, Danielle, if someone wanted to join you and become a member, will they do that through the same blackgirlprophets.com website, or is there another place they need to go to do that?
Absolutely. Same website, www.blackgirlprophets.com. We have memberships, mentorships at all different levels. They can schedule a call. We have financing available for a lot of our higher tier programs. You know, but my message really is get help. If it's not for me, that's fine. But get some help from somebody. Do not think you can climb this mountain by yourself. It is just too much for one person. And every day this train called the internet moves faster. It gets more and more moving parts. It becomes more complex. And there's still time for you to be a pioneer. There's still time for you to you leverage this space to become a multimillionaire. There's still time for you to get on the front end of this whole trend. COVID only shifted the paradigm much faster, but the shift was already happening. So I just encourage people to get on board. Don't be a shoulda, woulda, coulda. I always say they're going to be millionaires birthed out of this pandemic, because this pandemic is going to change the way we talk, think, and interact with each other for the next 20 years, long after a vaccine comes. This time we've had to sit and think and ponder and be to ourselves, it's going to change a lot. So we need to be looking in our hands and in our hearts and our minds to say, how do I want to live on the back end of this?
So true. So true. Absolutely wonderful. And so I'm going to hit you with my last question, because, you know, the time just goes so quickly, and you've been awesome, and thank you again for coming on. But how do you charge for your worth at work and in business?
You know, the first thing I'm going to tell all women is disassociate your past with your current value. Who you used to be has nothing to do with who you are now and what you offer. We tend to want to relate that bad marriage to our worth and that early teenage pregnancy to our worth and all of these things that if you go into Walmart, they not pricing their bread based on the fact they was in a bad relationship. You know, you're not buying your juice and your fruit according to the fact that they had a period of time where they were homeless. So one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. The second thing is, and what I find is that if you don't have somebody outside of yourself, separate from you, come in and look at your products and services and say, no, you're undercharging, we continue to do that. I remember, I can't remember the name of the book, but the lady was, she had a jewelry store. She went on vacation for a week and she left her employees in charge. Well, some kind of way they didn't understand her instructions. She wanted them to put the jewelry on sale. And instead, they marked the jewelry up 30%. Came back and had record sales at a higher price point. We've got to realize that just because you're struggling financially right now, everybody's not. This may be your last $5, but it's not everybody. And we got to be willing to go on that journey to say, okay, what do I need to be able to help me today, and where can I go get that from?
Absolutely empowering. Danielle, I know that 30 minutes is quick, and I'm going to have you back on the show if you're willing to come back. I hope you have enjoyed our time together today. And just before you go, just give them the information again, how they can get in contact with you. I really enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Francine. And it's www.blackgirlprofits.com.
Wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another exciting broadcast with Finances with Francine and Friends. My special guest today, Danielle Patterson Winningham, was absolutely amazing. I'm going to have her back. Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a wonderful weekend. You are a powerful woman. I thank you for our listening audience. Please come back next week and hang out with us again on Finances with Francine and Friends. Take care now. God bless, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Francine.